Once again, for media members who have joined our call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches or student athletes here this afternoon. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the UNCW Seahawks, C.B. McGrath, and his junior guard, Ty Taylor. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How you doing, Rob?
Hello.
I'm well. C.B., I'll start with you. What do you feel like has been the biggest difference from year one to year two in regards to your familiarity with the players and them with you?
I think that's just it, just the familiarity of the players, me with them and them with my staff and I. You know, I think last year we just had to introduce a lot of stuff the way we wanted to do it, and this year we're more the guys just sort of know. Obviously, we have some new players in the program that are picking up things, but they're learning from the veterans. And, you know, that's how we want it to be, as opposed to trying to teach, you know, all 13, 14 guys something different every single day.
We've got a media question, Q. Will you get that for us, Melissa?
And that's on the line of Shane Metlin, Daily News Record.
Hi, CB. Just a minute ago, they're talking about Northeastern and their scheduling philosophy, trying to you know, put themselves in position to get an at-large bid if need be. Given your history, in the ACC and the Big 12, just how do you feel about where a second or third CAA team would stand against say the middle of the pack to bottom half of conferences like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think every year and every team is a different situation. I think for some really good teams in the CAA, there's a lot of really good teams and a lot of mid-major conferences. You know, we can't necessarily control what the NCAA decides when it comes to Selection Sunday. All we can do is just try and make our team the best it can be. You know, I don't worry about Selection Sunday when I'm making a schedule. I don't worry about Selection Sunday when I'm coaching the team. I just worry about trying to be the best team at the end of the year. And if it so happens we get an at-large or we win the tournament, that's what it is. But I do think my scheduling philosophy is I want these guys to compete against some high-level opponents. And obviously with the Hurricane, we have Clemson coming to town to do a benefit game. And we're playing North Carolina. We have Stanford coming to Trask. So we're going to compete against some high major teams and see where we stand early on.
Thank you.
And our next question comes from the line of John Titel, HoopsHD.com.
Hey, Coach. Two follow-up questions about some of the teams you just mentioned on the schedule. In terms of the Hurricane relief game, what is the situation like in Wilmington at the present? And in terms of the Carolina game, I know every game on the schedule is important, but as somebody who played for Roy and won three titles as his assistant, what kind of emotions do you expect when you walk into Chapel Hill on December 5th?
Well, the current state of Wilmington, it depends on where you're living. There were some parts that were hit a lot harder or suffered a lot more damage than other parts. And, you have the reminders when you drive around, seeing all the trees just laying on the sides of the road, people's houses that were flooded. It's sitting out on the side of the road waiting for somebody to come pick it up. So, it depends on where you're going through, but we are back in school. We got back in school last week, and it's been good to have students and activity around here for the first couple weeks. The first week we were up in Chapel Hill for practice because we couldn't get in Trask. The second week we were here all by ourselves, and we just felt like we're on a deserted island a little bit. But now with all the activity back and our guys back, it just feels normal again. Feels like the season's going, and the guys have obviously been a lot happier with that. And the second part of your question, I guess, the North Carolina game, going against Coach Williams, I have never had to do that, really, in terms of in a game. Normally you're on the same team or part of the staff. Yeah, I don't know what type of emotions I'll have, my emotions change daily, and depending on what's going on, I just want our guys to go out there and enjoy the atmosphere, enjoy competing against a really good team, and see what happens.
Ty, just sort of building on that question, what was it like for you and your teammates to have to go through everything with the Hurricane, and then what was it, a bonding type thing for you as you went on the road to Chapel Hill and then were the only guys on campus?
It was definitely team building because we were all on different places throughout the East Coast. But we kept in constant contact through social media and group messages, and we kept each other motivated to stay in the gym until we reunited.
Was the situation in Chapel Hill with just having practice and not having to deal with classes kind of like a training camp type thing for your guys?
Yeah, for sure. I saw some really big strides for our team just in that first week of being back together. We made longer strides in that week than we probably did in 2 months of last year's season.
CB, Devontae Kaycock certainly is a special player that led the nation in field goal percentage 2 years ago, rebounding a year ago. First of all, what makes him so good and so driven to be able to lead the country in two separate categories like that? And what has he worked on in the offseason to get even better?
Yeah, Devontae has a high motor. You know, I mean, he has an appetite to go rebound the basketball. He's a really physical player. He has some physical attributes that enable him to go get rebounds. And, you know, that's really on him to do something like that, lead the nation in rebounding. The year before, obviously, led the nation in field goal percentage. He got a lot of shots at the goal, a lot of dunks. He's had some great passers. They had some nice spacing around him. But, you know, he's really worked hard since I've been here just on developing his basketball IQ, his all-around game, increasing his range, you know, things that are going to help him, obviously, in his career after UNCW, but obviously if he can do it successfully for us, it'll help us at UNCW.
We're here with head coach CB McGrath and Ty Taylor from UNCW. If you have a question for either of them, hit *1 on your keypad. You mentioned some of the pieces around him. One of them is the guy next to you, Ty Taylor, and along with Jalen Forms back in your starting lineup. And then I know you've brought in some new guys who you expect to see some action. Just give us some idea of some of the other players around Devontae who you're expecting to have big years from.
Yeah, you know, it's good to have two guards coming back. They got a lot of playing experience in Ty and Jalen. They had good years, you know, not as good as they wanted to have, not as good as I wanted to have, but it was something to build on. You know, that's like everybody. You know, Devontae didn't have as good a year as probably he wanted, but everybody has to build and get better, and I think from my year one to now two, they feel more comfortable, and I think they understand what we expect, and they understand what they have the capabilities of doing. You know, the difference I think is we have a lot of competition right now. We got a lot of guys that are trying to earn a spot, earn minutes based on how they play in practice and how they compete in practice. And that's sort of different from last year where we didn't have a lot of pieces, whether it's injury or transfers or anything like that or graduating seniors. We just didn't have a lot of pieces that we could put in the basketball game. So it is nice as a coach to look out there on the court and realize that if Ty is struggling, you know, or if Jalen is struggling, I think that I can put somebody else in the game that might do something well, and then, you know, it's time for them to get refocused on the bench and come back in and do better.
Ty, the Seahawks certainly got better as last year went along, and what have you seen as the biggest difference from last year to this year with the team?
The team camaraderie. For sure. I think we're all on the same page and have, if not all the same, very similar goals individually and as a team. There's more of an emphasis on defense this year. We want to be better on the defensive end because we struggle so much throughout the season, and I think everyone will see that as the season goes on.
CB, before I let you go, just give me some of what you feel like are the keys for your team to have a successful year.
I think, you know, it's to stay healthy. I think defensively, like Ty said, we do have a different mentality. You know, the guys are out there wanting to get stops, wanting to be in the right spots, wanting to help their teammates on the defensive end more so than the offensive end right now. And that's encouraging, you know, and we want that to keep going. And obviously we have a tough non-conference schedule. And it's going to get us ready for the CAA play, and we just have to take it game by game, day by day, and keep getting better. We can't dwell on what happened in the past. We can't dwell on if we don't have a very good game. We just got to keep going forward, and I think we did a really good job of that last year as the season went, and that's why we were playing our best basketball at the end of the year, and that's our goal is this year to be playing our best basketball when March gets here.
All right, CB and Ty, thanks so much for taking time with us this afternoon. Good luck with your season, and we look forward to seeing you guys play during the year.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rob. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you.